Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Happy day, evening, afternoon, morning to you. I hope that you are having a beautiful week so far. As we move through the middle of January 2018, we are fresh off of the new moon in Capricorn at 27 degrees, and it was the first new moon of this year, which is the beginning, initiating energy of 2018. And I hope that you have felt that wave of energy come through to support you, to move you forward, to help you feel serious, solid, and determined to make this year the best it can be for you. Wherever 27 degrees of Capricorn is in your chart is where this energy was highlighted and where it got things rolling. I don't know about you, but last night I was buzzing. I couldn't sleep. My third eye was just spinning. It feels like I'm caffeinated. That's how I would describe it. It's like you're trying to sleep, but something is buzzing and keeping you awake. So I was in and out, and it was just the energy is coming through. And then there was this sighting in the Midwest of they say it was a meteor, maybe yes, maybe no, but another energy that was like a shooting star that was coming into our Earth's atmosphere. Those things can be significant too for the energies they bring in. So I felt like it was a big time. And in addition to the new moon in Capricorn, we have all these other planets in Capricorn. We had six planets in Capricorn for this new moon. And you know, we've been talking about this for a while. So there's the sun and the moon, Mercury, Venus, Pluto, and Saturn. Like a gang, okay? Your Capricorn gang is on a mission, and it is serious about its mission. And so we have time to really get solid in that mission. So I hope you know what that is for yourself, because this energy is fast moving and it also initiates eclipse season. We have our first eclipse of 2018 coming up on January 31st at 11 degrees of Leo. I'll be talking about that more as we get closer towards the end of the month. But just know that we're now in that cycle. And it's a big cycle because we have a second eclipse the middle of February, and all planets are in forward motion right now until March. And that is rare to have all planets full steam ahead, green lights, let's go, let's get this puppy moving, jump on the train because the train is leaving the station. In fact, the train has left the station. So this is a big time, and I feel it as a very focused time. There should be something for you that's calling your attention, asking you to hone in and get serious about it. And it could have been something you were struggling with, and Capricorn allows us to detach and say, I just have to do this. I feel that it's important. I feel that it matters. I feel that it's something that contributes and helps other people. With the Capricorn energy right now, the strong focus, we're really looking at the seriousness of our lives and the seriousness of what we give out externally to the world, to other people. And depending on where Capricorn is in your chart, that could include what you give to different parts of yourself. So it feels good overall, and it's maturing. It's a new cycle of energy that matures us, that we get that sense of, you know, a few months ago, maybe you didn't want to do something, or it wasn't an option, or you didn't take it seriously, and now it's an option. And it takes you forward. It marches us forward. So I hope you feel some marching energy here to keep you going and to keep things moving forward. Now, I have a few announcements to keep things moving here. If you're interested in taking the Astrology 101 introductory class, it starts this Saturday, January 20th. This is my last call There are still some spots available because I don't like to have to say no to people. And there is a payment plan if you want to do 50-50 payment. I know that that matters. The money part of it matters. And we're going to be doing we're really diving into your chart and you putting the pieces together in your chart and what it means, how it works together, the themes. So it's really a deep dive. And I love teaching this class. I have to tell you that I don't know that I'll teach it again later this year. I think this is the only time I'm going to teach it because my calendar gets filled up. So if you've been thinking about it or you've been on the fence, you might want to take it. And, of course, you can watch replays later. So that's my announcement on the astrology class. Other announcement is that I have a new YouTube channel, and it is – more videos are coming, but right now you can watch videos in where I show you an astrology chart and go through the first three things we look at, the first three energies, the sun, the moon, and the ascendant, and then how I put the pieces together. And basically, I read a chart for you in these videos. I've done Prince. I just did Marilyn Monroe, and I'm going to be doing Princess Kate, Duchess Kate, because she has a big year underway right now. So those videos are live on my YouTube channel. There's a link in the show description, and you can find it on YouTube under Molly McCord, Conscious Cool Chic. I have a separate YouTube channel that is going to be focused on business development for entrepreneurs and authors. And I just uploaded a video that shares with you more of my secrets of my unconventional writing style, because I'm about to release my 12th book the end of January, but I have four more books in the works, and I share with you my non-linear creative process and how to be open and trusting with what's going on in your brain in a way that's productive. So check out that video, too, if you need some inspiration for your creative self or your writing projects. I hope that helps. And I'll be releasing more of those videos, too. So as you can see, this Capricorn energy is helping me focus on more ways to support you and to support teaching. So I'm really excited about that. Okay, I'm going through my announcements. I believe that's it. And the energy right now, I get these different images as I talk to you, as I do this show, and I just got this image of UFOs, so there's that. But the UFO energy, I feel it is friendly, and it really relates to the incoming Aquarius energy. Aquarius energy is out of this world, and it's coming in starting on January 19th. The sun moves into Aquarius. And what it does is it moves us forward, of course, but it also is where you take whatever you're working on out to your people. And you say, hey, guys, this is what I've been doing, and this is what I want to share with you. Aquarius is where we connect the dots and take something forward. Take it to our friends, our tribe, our network, our acquaintances, and we say, this is what I want to share with you because I believe it can give back, and I believe it connects us. And so I realized I just got that image of the UFO energies because we're all connected to something bigger than ourselves and just our daily lives. And we need to take a minute to rise above and see the bigger picture, not just of right now, but the bigger picture of humanity's growth and where we're. It's the next steps. It's what we see with the third eye, and then we head in that direction to formulate it. Aquarius is artificial intelligence. It's robots. It's sci-fi. It is astrology and metaphysics. It is the stuff that's quote-unquote out there, the unidentified flying objects that are out there that take our minds to higher places. So starting January 19th, there's a big shift in the energy as the sun moves into Aquarius and asks us to not focus so much on staring at our desks and the work at hand, but to look at and connect us. It's a connection energy. Aquarius is an air energy, so ideas, communication, relationships, sharing, but it's advanced ideas. It's the ones that are leapfrogging ahead. It's genius solutions and brilliance and breakthroughs and, oh, I didn't see this before and now I see it. So all this Capricorn energy can feel heavy at times. It can feel slower and like you have to take simple steps and you can't rush it. Capricorn doesn't want to be rushed, and Capricorn doesn't take risks. It is risk averse. But Aquarius breaks that open and shakes it up a bit, shakes up the snow globe, shakes it up so that you look at things upside down, or you see something new, or you understand it differently. This feels good. This feels like it helps take your next steps forward, and that it's meant to help you understand that there are other people like you who understand you and who get you. Because Aquarius is about our bigger tribe. It's all the people who are interested in metaphysics or astrology. It's all the people who are wanting to give back or who want to be part of a movement. I believe it's this weekend that there's a movement for the Time's Up March. And so that right there, a strong Aquarius energy. I'm curious to see how eclipse season is going to really activate even more social messages and social movements, because all of that is Aquarius energy. And it gets stronger as more planets move into Aquarius, more people find their voice. It's a collective voice. Aquarius is the collective voice of humanity that says this is where we are, but this is where we want to be. It's progressive. It wants to move forward. It doesn't want to stay in one place. Aquarius is also the rebel, the outsider, if you will, the one who does things differently, and that's usually because they're ahead of the pack. They're further along, or they're thinking about something in a different way, in a new way. It's a great problem solver, a great scientist, the one who wants to do it differently and do it their own way. Aquarius is very independent, and it's a fixed sign. So that means whenever with a fixed sign, we have a need for stability. There's a need to say, well, this is what it is for me. This is my routine. This is what I hold on to. This is what I rely on. A fixed sign is always the astrological sign in the middle of a season. So here in the Northern Hemisphere, Aquarius is a fixed sign in the middle of winter. It stabilizes winter. Capricorn starts winter. Aquarius makes it firm and solid, and you say, yeah, it's definitely winter. It's the most intense energy of winter. Then after Aquarius, there's Pisces. Pisces is a mutable sign which transitions between seasons. That's what the mutable signs do, is they transition from winter to spring. But the fixed signs are when we're really in an energy and we're 100% feeling it. So the next fixed sign coming up is Taurus, and Taurus is the fixed sign of spring. When we're really in springtime and you're really planting what you want to grow, and it's an earth sign and you're focused on planting your seeds, that's Taurus, the middle of spring. Then we have Leo energy, a fixed sign, which is fixed summer, and it's the dog days of summer. The hottest weather usually is during the Leo time of year. And then the other fourth fixed sign is Scorpio, which happens in the fall, the autumn. And that is when all the leaves drop, the temperatures are colder, and you really feel that change. You really feel that sense that, yeah, it's really fall. It's really time to, you know, dress warmer and get ready for this experience of fall. So all the fixed signs really cement in an energy. And as we move into Aquarius, we get new understandings of our next vision. And the vision we hold on to, no matter what, where we're going, no matter what. Now, I find that the Aquarius energy is going to become more and more potent and strong over the next 5 years because Pluto is going to be going into Aquarius in 2023. Obviously, I'm jumping ahead here 5 years, but it's good to know what's building. Because what Pluto does, when Pluto goes into a new sign, it usually will destruct and destroy something. And so what I look at is how Aquarius energy is the World Wide Web, technology, the internet, the social media channels, it's Facebook, because it's the collective interacting and exchanging information through technology. It's robots and it's artificial intelligence, to name a few. And when Pluto goes in to Aquarius, it's really going to highlight all these areas of our life. I mean, in 5 years, what if Facebook's gone? What if there's these huge breakthroughs in robots? You know, you think about back when there was the Industrial Revolution, and it was a huge deal, right? A huge mammoth change. Well, I think that we're moving into this new revolution of mechanization and robots. And what does that change for our world economies and jobs? That's already happening. But in 5 years, when Pluto goes into Aquarius, that's going to be big stuff. Where's the internet going to be? Where's the dark web? What's going on in the dark web? Maybe all of that comes out and is revealed. So everything that is being highlighted when the sun is in Aquarius can give you a bit of a heads up about what's coming down the pike when Pluto goes into Aquarius in 2023. And this is one of the gifts of astrology, are these cycles, the cycles. You know, there's things we can't predict, but we can get pretty close in some of the potentials and possibilities. You know, isn't it weird to think there might not be a Facebook? But who knows where that's evolving? And who knows where we are evolving? And maybe there is a Facebook and it looks completely different. I mean, everything's moving towards video anyways. So there's a lot of advancements happening. There's a lot of leapfrogging and quantum leaps. Aquarius is quantum leaps of growth. It's social change. So you think about how, well, the people is Aquarius. Aquarius is us, the people. And so you have all this energy in Capricorn, which is the government and big business, and then the energy moves to the people. And what do the people say? And what do the people think? So with astrology, you're always moving things forward. Isn't that fascinating? It's always moving in a cycle. And those cycles are spirals. They move us up. They're meant to move us up. When you're conscious and aware and mindful, they move you up into the growing and the healing and the learning. And so you start to see something differently, you see it new, and that's what's great, is that we can work with these cycles. Also interesting is how these eclipses that are coming up are going to be activating your chart in the opposite or balancing energies of August. So I want to give you that heads up too, because over the next month, whatever came up for you in August, and let me tell you, that was a brutal month. I'm one of those people, you know how you're just glad when a time is over? I'm so glad that August and September and October are over. I learned so much, but it was really emotional and really intense. And so now we're getting the other side of that, okay? And we're meant to return back to our heart, return back to whatever those August eclipses showed us. Now these next two eclipses are balancing out that energy. And you say, okay, this is how I feel about it, in a strong, proud, loving way. That is the first eclipse on January 31st in Leo, which is the heart, and activate your heart, and it is conjunct the North Node. So that means how you are growing with your heart, through your heart, and loving from that place. And then the next eclipse in February, on February 15th, is at 27 degrees of Aquarius, and that eclipse is about all of humanity. And it's a solar eclipse, it's a new moon solar eclipse, which is a beginning point, a new start, and a new sense of where we are as a human family. Wherever that eclipse is in your chart is a new beginning point too. I'll be doing a separate show on eclipses, and I hope to do that this Friday. So that is coming, and I'll go into all the eclipses of 2018, because we have these two coming up, and then we have three this summer. So this year we are going to be shaken and moving and grooving, and we're meant to keep it rolling, because you can feel it, right? How dynamic it is right now, how strong the energies are, how we're really meant to be evolving ourselves. And you can't hold back for anyone else. And you are needed to move forward. I work with a lot of way showers who are in different areas or industries. And the way showers have to keep moving forward to keep progressing. You really should not feel obligated to be somewhere. You know, I feel that as a heaviness. You aren't obligated to stay somewhere or to be somewhere that's done for you. So trust that and keep that moving forward. Venus is going to move into Aquarius on Thursday, January 18th. And Venus in Aquarius again activates the collective energies and humanities, but also your own sense of what's next for you. Your vision that feels good. The parts of you that are evolving and growing. The parts of you that are different, and loving that part of you. Loving how you're different from everybody else, quote unquote. Loving astrology, because, again, Aquarius is astrology. And so the planets that move into Aquarius activate the metaphysical knowledge and how we understand ourselves as part of the world and as part of our own journey, our own life. So know that you're meant to keep moving forward, and don't have guilt around that. I feel like some people, there's a fear of leaving people behind, of disconnecting, but that's all an illusion anyways, because we know through universal forces that we are all one and that we are all connected no matter where we go, and that we're connected even beyond, you know, death and beyond other realms. And that's just how energy works. Energy doesn't have boundaries. It's open. It's free. It's always interacting, growing, connecting. So if you can take the higher perspective on things and understand that no matter where you go, you can love someone. No matter where you go, you're connected with them in other places or other ways. And to not hold back what you need to do for yourself. The Capricorn and Aquarius energies are both independent, and they move ahead of things. They have to get in front of something. they need to stay ahead of it. Out of the right intentions to lead people forward, right? To have that next vision, the next foundation, the next structure for people to move to. And that's really supported right now. So I hope that gives you a sense of peace and that it's okay, it's needed. I have a story, I can't remember if I told it recently here, but when I was meeting my acupuncturist like 6 years ago now for the first time, I really liked her, and it was my first time getting acupuncture, and I didn't know much about it. And so I was just asking her questions, and she said, well, you know, one of the things that's a problem from the business side of being a healer is that people are healed. Isn't that beautiful? It's wonderful. People get healed. They come to acupuncture. They don't feel pain. They come a few times. They're better. They're on their way. And that's the purpose of healing, right? But from a business perspective, it means she always has to be generating new clients, because their current clients are better and they move on. Now, maybe they do word of mouth, or they refer their friends, and or they come back if something else comes up. But see, when you heal someone and you've really supported them, it's really a blessing that they have moved on. And it's a graduation. It's an understanding that their path is taking them somewhere else. And I feel like a lot of what we have to remember is the law of detachment. And everyone has their own path. They have their own places to go, their own journeys, their own decisions. And so as we get more energy in Aquarius, that's a detaching energy. So is Capricorn. They're both detached. They're not emotional signs. But it's detached from a place of love, not out of resentment, not out of obligation, not out of shoulds, not out of anything lower vibe. None of that. You know, I do this in my own work. And when people don't need to be counseled by me anymore, great. Wonderful. You have to do you. I'm going to miss you, and I don't want you to go, but I honor what you need to do for you. That's really the best place to come from with the people in our lives that we love. You know, you want what's best for them, and you want them to keep growing and to be the best that they can, and to understand that you contributed to that and it matters. And it's all beautiful, right? It's all love. So that's really the energies that we're stepping into as well with these eclipses. Eclipses break things up. They move it forward. They continue to push each person. And I feel like that's where you have to claim your power. If you need to go left instead of right, if you need to step away from something, if you have to make a new decision for yourself, you owe that to yourself. You have to honor that. You have to trust it. So there's a strong energy of independence, break up, break through, break apart, break away. But you know what happens is that nature never allows a void, and something new comes in, and the next train arrives, like the next busload, the next connections, the next right fit, the next anything you need. And that's the continual process of manifestation. So understand that we're moving in a cycle here, that you're meant to really be clear about what is done for you. Now, I think it was even last week, I was saying how all this Capricorn energy shows us where our no's are. No, I can't commit. No, I don't have time. No, I can't do that. No, I don't have money for that. No, I don't want to do that. That's what it really shows us, so that when the Aquarius energy happens, you're advancing yourself to the next vision, the next hope, the next dream, the next place. So I hope that gives you some good clarity around right now and this week, this new moon, as well as eclipse season, and how it's progressing us forward, and that people who are in our hearts always stay in our hearts, unless you kick them out, you know, unless they have to start paying rent and you kick them out. But people in our hearts are always there. And I also know that when you're advancing spiritually and you're advancing intuitively, you can feel that connection with them and to them. And you can also feel the love that's there, that's timeless, that doesn't die, or it just is in a different form and shape right now. So that's part of what we're in, is this time of change and this time of doing you, what you need to do to really honor where you're growing and what you need. And remember that even if people are pulling out or pulling away, new people are going to be coming in. And our work is always to do what we need to do to take care of ourselves, to honor our feelings, and to be honest about all that. It's interesting, I wasn't even planning on talking about this, but clearly it needed to be said, so I'm just trusting it. And I hope this has helped some of you feel stronger. Like, I'm getting the image of a pole that was kind of going back and forth, like left and right and left and right. And I hope your pole is just solid. It's just like straight. Like, okay, this is what I have to do. I'm not going to weeble wobble or be indecisive. This is what I have to do. And that is what the universe always asks of us, is because however strong we are in an energy, that's where the energy goes. That's where it shows up. So we're really supported in being strong in our energy of right now as you advance and move forward, knowing that you're never really separate from anything or anyone, and allow that to bring you some peace and comfort. I'm releasing a new book at the end of this month. It is on pre-order. It's called The Truth Always Rises. And this book is about the truth of our feelings, the truth of our souls, the truth of ourselves, the truth of our past. But it also includes a deeper look at judgment and rejection and comparison and believing in ourselves. So if you can relate to any of those things, this book might be a fit or might be timely for you. It is on Amazon exclusively. I'm excited about that book coming out. And I'll be back soon to talk with you more about the 2018 eclipses. And I'll be back next Wednesday for our next show, when we'll have the sun in Aquarius and we'll feel more buzzy and zippy and social, and we'll be ready to keep charging through 2018. Thank you so much for joining me. I wish you the very best, and I'll see you next week. Take care. Bye-bye.